I mean, I've just been protesting this week.
Yeah.
We've got a big public inquiry in Mid Wales at the moment. There's about 5 new wind farms want to go up, and the Powys County Council is dead against it. Most of the people in the county are against it. But they are wanting to push this through, so there's a public inquiry at the moment.
Yeah.
But you're getting National Grid coming down, and for some reason they feel they've got to have an escort of police with them every time they appear and give a talk or presentation.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous because officially Powys is recognised as being the best happy index in the UK, I believe. So why National Grid think that they need escorts, I don't know.
And this is something you're really passionate about.
Absolutely. I mean, it's spoiling the landscape there. It's such a beautiful landscape there. It'll destroy our economy, the Mid Wales economy, which is based on tourism. Nobody would want to come and paint, let's face it. But, you know, if these things were any good, it would be a different matter. But they're digging up peat bogs for it, and they're releasing tons and tons and tons of CO2, the very thing that they're supposed to be stopping.
Yeah.
It's our rainforest in the UK, our peat bogs,
yeah.
And they're destroying these. They've massacred great swathes of it in Mid Wales.
Yeah.
And they're now about to replace one of the wind farms, which has passed its sell-by date. So they're going to put up new turbines there, bigger turbines, but they're leaving the old concrete bases, which are massive things, in the mountainside, and building new concrete bases there. So after a while, after 100 years or so, there'll be nothing but concrete.
Yeah,
the mountain will be completely concrete.
It's
totally. And if people realise the amount they're paying for wind energy, they'd be appalled.
Yeah.
But this is all kept away from the British public.
Yeah.
And it's a total disgrace.
Yeah.
And the health issues, that's another thing.
Yeah.
The wildlife that's being killed, birds,
yeah.
Raptors.
Yeah.
But you see, people like the RSPB, like many organisations, they've been infiltrated by the wind fraternity.
Right.
So they get a sub from the wind people.
So where can we find out more about the appeal that you're making?
We've got the local county council on our side. I mean, we've got barristers and all sorts of people fighting for us.
Yeah.
And it's...
So is there some way that we can go
There are websites.
Is there a link to it on your blog, for example?
Yes.
People to your blog, what's your blog address?
It's www.davidbellamy.co.uk.
Okay, and what do they need to look for?
Well, I've got an environmental page.
Okay, go along to your environmental page, and then they can go along and see
what they can do to
help and join in and get lend a bit more weight to,
that's right.
to what you're fighting for.
Have a look on the Country Guardian website as well, because
they're
very comprehensive.
Yeah.
And that's for people fighting all over the UK.
Yeah. So it must be a massive environmental impact. I know East Anglia, where I live, the East Anglian countryside has just got these things that are just sprouting up all over the place.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's one just down the road from me, and I didn't even know it was going up. Not until it sort of it happened within a matter of a month or so.
Appalling, isn't
it?
It's appalling. And the trouble is, the people in the cities are blind to all this in the main.
Yeah.
They don't realise what's happening.
No.
In the name of the government, and you know, it's so destructive to the countryside.
Yeah.
If we want to have a countryside in the future, we have to fight for it. And the environment and the natural beauty mean such a lot to me.
Yeah.
But it's not just about natural beauty. It's about people's lives, their livelihoods and their health.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right, David, thank you very much indeed. That's been very kind of you.
Thank you very much, Ian.